Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's get to Aditi. She's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Aditi, hello.
Good morning. So I love that you're talking about this because I actually just had this conversation with Sean Payton. And it was kind of this idea that, you know, we send doctors and nurses out on the front line. We ask our delivery people to kind of throw themselves out there. We ask the grocery store clerk to do that. So my question to him was, is it fair to ask athletes to be out there? Because everybody from Dr. Fauci to Mitch McConnell to Scott Boras to Drew Brees has said, we need sports for our collective mental health. And Sean Payton said exactly what the Steelers left tackle, Al Villanueva, who you all remember, was indeed actually a soldier in Afghanistan. Both said this is part of their job, and it's kind of an opportunity to serve the community in some way, the same way our grocery store clerks are, the same way our Amazon drivers are, the same way our doctors and nurses are. At some point, you do your job. And if it is called upon for you to do your job, if it is deemed that your job is essential in some way, then do you turn your back on that? I mean, that's essentially what Sean Payton said. Sean Payton put it this way, and I would encourage all of you to watch CBS Sports Network tonight for my full interview with him.
All right.
But in any case, he said that, look, there's an economic piece to it. If you are offered the opportunity to do your job and you want to be paid to do your job, do you take it? So, again, I think the number one piece here has to be, is it safe? Is it safe to get back out there? Are there parameters in place where you're not creating, you know, a huge spread of this virus? We know that Major League Baseball undertook an internal survey of sorts where everybody took an antibody test a few weeks ago just to sort of gauge the spread. So we know they're on top of that. We have full hope and faith that they're not going to do anything that would unnecessarily put lots and lots and lots of people at risk. But it is an interesting question. And again, it becomes in some ways an opportunity to serve. The same way that you guys are still working and you're offering your listeners something to listen to, the same way I'm trying to write stories, we're all trying to do something. And what do we have the ability to do in a safe way? And look, I mean, if the president of the United States says that he doesn't need to wear a mask and he thinks the country is ready, should that count for something?
All right, Aditi, a baseball player went off yesterday, Sean Doolittle, Nationals baseball player, on some of the future implications of playing despite the pandemic going on right now. Is that something you're hearing from NFL players, or are NFL players just saying, we got to get out there, we got to make money, and we've got a limited career, limited time to do it?
Yeah, I have not spoken to one NFL player who has a hesitancy about playing. And I can't tell you, to be perfectly honest, if that is, you know, I think it falls into all sorts of categories. I think there's sort of the informed opinion, well, I'm not at risk. I think there's the naive feeling, well, I'm a young, healthy person, I'm not at risk. I think there's a, well, it's not going to touch me. I think there's a, well, I'm bored, I want to. You know, so I think there are all sorts of motivations for it, but I can tell you that I have talked to, I don't know, at least a dozen, if not more. Oh, definitely more, actually. Definitely more than a dozen players. And not one has said to me he does not want to come back or he has hesitancy about coming back. I do think the fan thing is interesting, though. I mean, are you bothered by the idea of playing without fans?
I'm not.
Did you watch on TV anyway, Ken?
If we're going to name drop here, Brian Billick said it would add something extra to it, because Brian Billick was on with us last week and he goes, we were in Kansas City, we thought it was going to be loud, it was like a church in there towards the end of the season, and they said they could hear me calling plays on the other side of the field. He goes, it changes what we have to do. It might add an extra element into things.
Yeah, you know, and so Coach Billick said that. Well, that's exactly what Sean Payton said too, that yeah. You'll hear the cadence. That sitting at home at TV, you'll hear that. But you know what? I will tell you, as an old school purist, I kind of love that. It makes me think of those old teams that you knew would run the ball. They told you they were going to run the ball, and they still ran the ball on you. It kind of just becomes a let's line up and see who's better. There's not as much of the, you know, trickery kind of. There's not as much of the Superdome and Arrowhead and CenturyLink out in Seattle providing this massive, 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 you know, advantage, home field advantage. It's what teams are better, period. I think that's interesting. And personally, as someone who loves the whole mic'd up thing, I love the idea of listening to all of that.
They'll mic up everybody with the exception
segue,
of Mason Rudolph.
But guys, talking about being mic'd up, I am so jacked for this Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady thing. Did you see the interview with Ernie Johnson last week?
I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in putting a microphone on Mason Rudolph. That's what I'm interested in. Yes, I'm going to shoehorn that in. I don't care. Aditi.
I'm glad you can convince yourself of that.
I'm oohing and on. Well, don't tell me there's not audio. I know you're NFL Network, so you can't say there is or isn't, but don't tell me there's no audio of that. I don't care. I don't believe anybody. There's definitely audio somewhere.
Do you believe your wife? Do you believe your wife?
Did my wife say there's no audio, Mason Rudolph?
I'm just in general. You said you don't believe anybody. So
if my wife swore to me that I don't know why my wife's being brought into question. You know something I don't know, Aditi?
Well, you just said you don't believe anybody. So I'm trying to say
on that matter in particular, there's just way too much common sense to tell me that a billion-dollar industry wouldn't mic up Mason Rudolph in that football game. Don't tell me there is no chance. I know you can't really say it, but I'm just going to tell you, even if you told me, I'm not going to believe you.
I don't know. Look, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't know either way for a pure fact. I can tell you that what I have been told is that he was not mic'd, that Marquise Pouncey was mic'd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of the term, I want to ask you, I'm going to put you in an unfair position because I just want to test this out.
And how is that different from any other week?
That's true. I want to know, have you heard anything about the possibility of the Browns trading Myles Garrett?
No.
Okay. Did you see that on the internet yesterday? I think people
were
just
bored.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure for everybody. I'm glad you were able to pick up that pitch and hit it out of the park. I just needed to make sure that... Because it was going to highlight my point that you're in the know.
You might hang up on me and tell everybody you don't believe me, so I don't know what that's worth.
Just because I don't believe you doesn't mean I'm going to hang up on you. We disagree often.
Right?
Yeah.
Is this a week where I'm due for a hang up?
We don't hang up on you. We get to 39 and I have to go, so we have to hang up. That's the way it works. We have 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah,
so
I gotta sometimes you do it a little more suavely than other times, I will say that.
Lima's the slippery wizard. Sorry, go ahead, Anthony.
Aditi, can I ask a question? Because we asked a question, I'm going to do the inverse for you because you're living up there in Pittsburgh. If you asked Pittsburgh Steeler fans, you can have a football season, but it's a guarantee that the Browns win the Super Bowl, or the Ravens, for that matter, or the Bengals, do you think they would do it?
I think they'd want a season, yes.
Because our fans are telling us they wouldn't want a season, which I think is insane.
It's 50-50. It's 50-50.
You know what? I think that – I can't imagine – first of all, I think if you said to a Steelers fan, you could have a season but the Browns would win the Super Bowl, probably 90% of your Steelers fans would laugh at you. And they would just not think that that was actually a guarantee or would really believe that that would be seen to fruition. Mm.
Okay.
So there's that. You know, the same way that Ken doesn't believe the NFL's audio people, I think Steelers fans wouldn't believe your hypothesis here.
Well, yeah, it's a hypothetical.
And
it's
even a hypothetical. Beyond that, yeah.
Yours is so real. There's really
even
audio.
Even beyond that, I think that people here are so hungry for football, they would take football, period.
Everybody,
I mean, think
just
about
said
the football
they hated,
that they watched last year.
Everybody just said they hated the Steelers so much they didn't want the Steelers to win anything. And I go, it doesn't matter. If I find out the Browns go 12-4 and I got my future quarterback now, I don't want the Steelers or the Ravens to win a Super Bowl, but I don't care. Kid says on the message here to change it to the Ravens.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. But, of course, I'm not a Steelers fan or a Browns fan or a, you know, Saints
would
fan,
they,
like somebody that is bleeding sort of
would
the
they
color
feel
of
the
their
same
team.
Way? Would they feel the same way about the Ravens if the Ravens had to win the Super Bowl?
You know, it's kind of amazing. I think that we've had this conversation before.
Probably.
Steelers fans hate the Browns more than they hate the Ravens, and I don't get why. Because for a long time, it was like hating the little sisters of the poor. And that's what I said to my husband. Like, I don't get it. You beat the Steelers beat the crap out of the Browns for years and years. This is a conversation that was had years ago. Why do they create so much ire for you, whereas the Ravens beat you up? The Ravens stand in the way of what you are trying to get to, and you don't have the same animosity for them. But I suppose that's the way that rivalries work,
it,
right?
If I'm on 80, it takes me 2 hours to get to Pittsburgh from Cleveland. It's still another 4 to Baltimore, 5 to Baltimore. It takes forever to get to Baltimore. It's just not.
I mean,
not
I guess.
Close.
So you think it's just about proximity? And you know what the great irony of this too is that it was the Rooney family that saved football in Cleveland, or
I
brought
know.
Football back to Cleveland.
Yeah, we thank
or
you
didn't
for that.
Want football to leave Cleveland.
Yeah,
let's say that.
And we didn't say we didn't respect the Rooneys. I respect the Rooneys. I just hate the Steelers. There is a respect. Don't get me wrong about that. So I got that, and the Modells don't even own the other football team. But I don't know about the whole respect thing. I respect them.
We haven't talked about the Bengals at all. So Cleveland
There's
fans
no
really just don't care about the Bengals. Period.
I think plenty do. I just don't. Lima, you can go ahead and answer that, even though we're up against it right now.
Sam Weish, Boomer Esiason. That's the only time I think fans cared about the Bengals at all. If Joe Burrow ends up being really good, especially with all the Buckeye fans here who know about Burrow and his past, then I think they'll definitely start caring.
10 seconds.
Okay,
Aditi.
So Lima, if you look at that team, if you see Joe Burrow and Joe Mixon and A.J. Green and John Ross and Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins, there's no part of you right now that's kind of like, they've got some talent there?
I told Ken yesterday on the phone they've got a very good supporting cast that people are sleeping on.
Aditi, we got to go. I need a quick answer. You ready? Who would you rather have as your quarterback right now, Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, God. Oh, wait. I need to go, guys. Sorry, the baby's crying. Talk to you next week.
Wow. Wow.
Very good. Well done.
You know what that means. She wanted to say Joe Burrow, and she just didn't want to answer it.
Yes, she did.
578-0092. Direct your nasty tweets at @KinkAbwala on Twitter. I'm kidding. We'll break that down when we come back. We got to get back into that baseball thing. And coming up at 9:20, we got Matt Underwood joining us at 9. Coming up at 9:20, Anthony, I got to bring something here that I think I'm even going to be upset about, because we got a pretty weird tweet from a Browns fan during this whole argument about the Steelers and Browns and Ravens. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.